Welcome to the Undefeated Podcast with Sara. Did you know that you don't need to live feeling defeated in any area of your life? I believe a huge part of us learning to live from the place of victory is learning to see from God's perspective and discern what's heaven's agenda in this particular season in your life and in the world around you. In this podcast, we will practice discerning what God is doing, both regarding our individual journeys and corporately, so that we can partner with Him in seeing His kingdom come and will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven, and live our lives undefeated. So earlier this week, I had an interesting dream. I don't quite even know how to describe it all, but I felt like I got to experience how it's like when the body of Christ actually functions as a body. And it was so incredible. It was like we all were able to be vulnerable with each other, supporting one another in our weak areas. And I was so inspired that in the dream, I actually thought that I want to plant a church and be a pastor, like a local church pastor, because it felt like I want to get to experience it from that pastoral side. Like, this is the most beautiful and powerful thing I have ever seen. And in the dream, I actually then thought about it and realized that, wait a second, I don't actually need to be a church planter or pastor in order to start creating that kind of atmosphere of love and support around me. And actually, technically, I am already a pastor. I'm a dance pastor. And I really do want to create that kind of environment of encouragement and support for the dancers who I get to pastor and dancers who I just get to interact with, and whether it's in person or through social media or any ways that I get to influence and impact dancers, and obviously everybody else too. But I feel like God has specifically put dancers on my heart to get to build connection and a healthy community where people get to thrive and grow together. And I've been pondering this theme of the gift of vulnerability this week. And I'm sure I've talked about this before too. And I probably have also already mentioned the fact that vulnerability is not the same as transparency. Because you can be transparent but not be vulnerable at the same time. Because in order for us to be vulnerable with people, we actually need to let ourselves to be impacted by the people around us and not just let them transparently see what's going on in our lives, but we actually need to have our hearts engaged in order to be truly vulnerable. And we need to let people in and let how they are experiencing us, that we need to let that actually also affect and impact our hearts and our lives. And of course, transparency is part of vulnerability. And sometimes pure transparency can actually bring a much needed relief for our souls. I was thinking of a funny example that happened last Sunday. I literally had a child fall on my head in the middle of worship time. I don't quite know what happened. Thank God no one got hurt, but it was super awkward, to be honest. I'm activating kids to lead worship through dance in our early morning services on Sundays. And as I was kneeling on stage, one of the kids just somehow out of the blue, all of a sudden, just tumbled over me and like literally just fell over me. And One of the things that I automatically wanted to do afterwards was to tell people about it. And it's so funny how I felt the sense of relief and that kind of emotional release after I shared the story as an Instagram story. And I think it's funny how it often works that way, that when we do something awkward or slightly embarrassing or something awkward happens to us, there is an emotional release when we share that with others and get to laugh about it with others. And actually, it's not just the awkward moments, but getting to share and verbally process painful moments and challenging moments or complicated situations with others. It brings an emotional release, even when others wouldn't necessarily be able to help you or fix the situation. But it's just the letting in others, letting them see into your heart and share that experience that you had. Like that in itself can make us feel so much better. And that requires vulnerability. Like we actually need to allow people to see into our hearts in a vulnerable way, that we actually give them an access to those places in our hearts, that we are processing, and even areas where we are not quite even sure what's going on there, that we actually invite people on that journey with us. And of course, there are levels of vulnerability, and there definitely are people who I wouldn't recommend to be fully transparent with, let alone vulnerable with. And Jesus actually himself was saying that it's in John 2, verse 24. In NIV, it says that, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. And that was referring to the crowds. And the Passion Translation says the same verse that, but Jesus did not yet entrust himself to them because he knew how fickle human hearts can be. But Jesus had his 12 disciples who he was much more vulnerable with. And then on top of that, he had the three, Peter, James, and John, who were close, who he actually invited them to go with him, even like to the Mount of Transfiguration, where he showed himself glorified. And I love Jesus's example in not giving everybody equal access to his heart and equal access to see what was going on in his heart, but that he actually was taking people with him on this journey of trust. And it's this same beautiful journey that we all get to be on, that we get to build relational capital and we get to build trust with people around us. And that having different levels of vulnerability is actually super important and healthy. And I was thinking how one of my students came to me a few weeks ago and shared a very personal struggle with me in a very vulnerable way. And it was such a privilege for me to get to cover her heart and pray with her and be there for her. But I realized that it was a topic that I didn't think was going to be helpful for her to share with the whole dance team that was going to be dancing that day. And of course, I let her choose what she wanted to share with others, but I thought it was very wise for her not to share with everyone and be just super vulnerable and transparent with everyone about that situation. But as a leader, I felt so honored that she would trust me with the very vulnerable area of her heart. And I think there's such a beauty in that, that it's not, we can never demand people's vulnerability, even as a leader. Like I can extend an invitation and I can create a safe place to invite my students to share their hearts with me. But real vulnerability never comes by force or by demand. And also as a leader, I need to personally constantly lean on the Holy Spirit in order to find healthy levels of vulnerability with my own life. And as a leader and as a pastor, I want to live a lifestyle that's modeling for the people who I'm leading how important vulnerability is. And I can't expect people I lead to be vulnerable with me if I don't give them any access to my own heart and share some areas in my own life in a vulnerable way with them. But at the same time, I don't want to overshare, especially if I'm walking through something really heavy. I don't want to put a wrong kind of burden on the people who I'm leading and crush the people with the things that I'm carrying. But I should always have peers and also other leaders in my life who I can be completely vulnerable with and who can help me walk through those seasons of shaking or challenges. And finding that balance with all of this, I know it can be sometimes tricky, but the Holy Spirit is the best helper in showing us who to share our hearts with and how much to share with people. And I was thinking when I was walking through my own immigration process, when I was applying for my green card, it felt like a very vulnerable season for me. But in that particular season, I felt like I needed to invite the wider community to stand and pray with me, including the people I was leading at the time. And when the breakthrough finally came, it was so awesome that my students got to experience that it was also part of their breakthrough because they had sown into that area with their prayers and their support. But there are other areas, even in my life, that would not be helpful or wise for me to share with everyone. And I was even thinking how I actually need to ask the Holy Spirit guidance every time I'm recording this podcast. And even like this past few weeks, there's been some very challenging situations and things that I have needed to navigate through. But it wouldn't be wise for me to share all of that on this podcast because this is a public platform and anybody who wants to can be listening to this. And there are areas in all of our lives that not everyone should have access to. And it's not because there's something bad or shameful that we need to hide things from people, but it's because our hearts are a sacred place and our level of vulnerability should be equal to our level of trust and relational history with people, that not everyone needs to have access to our hearts. And just yesterday I was driving to work and there was an elderly couple driving in front of me and they had left their trunk open and their trunk was full of stuff. It felt like any moment it would all fly out. I was actually trying to wave at them from my car window to show them that the trunk is open. And thankfully, they noticed it was open and they pulled over to close it. But I was thinking that that's how it feels like when people are overly vulnerable with people around them. And it's like their trunk is open and everything flies out and it's not safe or healthy for them or for other people around them. And that made me think of a scripture in Matthew 7, verse 6, that says that, and this actually Jesus is saying this, that do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So the goal is not to pour out our most vulnerable parts of our lives for everyone to get to comment on. And I feel like that's an area that we haven't been training the young people enough, because a lot of people don't seem to understand, first of all, how important it is to have a couple of people who are close to you, who you can be fully open and vulnerable with. And even that, you know, if you're married, it of course, it should be your spouse. But even if you're a single person, that you need close friends who you can be fully transparent and vulnerable with, and that you can share your hearts with each other. And I think often when people don't have that, they either end up fully closing their hearts, or they become those people who end up blurting out very vulnerable things about themselves on social media for everybody to read. And then when other people start randomly commenting on their posts, they end up getting really hurt by people's comments. And then when they get hurt by people's comments, that leads even into more trouble, and they end up shutting down their hearts and deciding that I guess it's not safe that I share my heart with everyone. And also, like, with all of that, that actually holds our hearts back, and we end up shutting our hearts from giving and receiving love, because real love requires vulnerability. That vulnerability is actually the gateway to real love. And again, Jesus said in John 13, verses 34 through 35, that a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And I was thinking about this, that when Jesus is asking us to love one another, he's also asking us to be vulnerable with one another. And that vulnerability in the right context actually becomes the gateway for healing for our hearts. In James 5:16, it says that, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And the Passion Translation says the same verse, confess and acknowledge how you have offended one another, and then pray for one another to be instantly healed. For tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. Isn't that awesome? I love how this Passion Translation is actually specifically referring to offense. That actually, like, when we confess and acknowledge that we have offended one another, that's the place of vulnerability, when we actually confess and acknowledge that. But that's actually opening the place for healing and restoration. And where we get to bring those most vulnerable things to the Lord together, that's the place where the Holy Spirit can actually fully encounter and heal us and bring us back together and restore us relationally. And I know I've talked about this before, But as important as it is to be vulnerable within your inner circle of friends and family about the things that, you know, you might be struggling with, or things that are difficult, or things you've been hurt by or offended by. But I think it's typically even more vulnerable to share your dreams and your longings with people around you. But oftentimes, God has hidden keys and stepping stones towards our dreams within the people who are close to us. And I feel like right now, there is a special grace to express our hearts to one another in a very like vulnerable way that creates connection. And I feel led to pray that all of you who are listening would have the grace and discernment to know the right levels of vulnerability and to know who to be vulnerable with, and also meet other people in their vulnerability with the grace and the tenderness that comes from the heart of the Father. In Proverbs 16, verse 24, it says that gracious words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. And again, like, I love that how with the gracious words actually bring healing, and they bring sweetness to our soul. And yeah, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are our leader in every area, and I thank you that you want to lead us in this journey of vulnerability and connection. And Lord, I want to pray especially for those people who are listening who might find it very difficult to open their hearts to anybody, or just be vulnerable and real about the things that are actually going on in their hearts and in their lives. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are the master communicator, that you are so good at teaching us as well to communicate and to have the discernment who we should talk to and who we should open our hearts to. Yeah. And Lord, I just ask that you would put the lonely in families, Lord, that everybody who's listening to this, Lord, that you would highlight people in their lives who are safe people, and even, Lord, I thank you for the restoration of relationships. Yeah, in the places where the enemy has tried to bring disconnect and even tried to misuse people's vulnerability in the past, Lord, that you would bring healing and you would bring real connection. Yeah, Lord, I ask that you would pour out your love into those places where there are wounds, relational wounds and wounds that have been caused by misunderstandings or miscommunication or withholding communication. And Lord, I just ask that you would tenderize our hearts. Yeah, Lord, that you would just teach us your ways. Yeah, I thank you, God, that you are our safe place, and that first and foremost, we get to be fully vulnerable and honest and real with you, and you always meet us with love. Yeah, Lord, that you always come to embrace us, that you don't come with judgment and condemnation, but Lord, you come with love, that it's your love that even leads us to repentance, and your kindness that leads us into repentance in areas where we need to change the way we think, or areas where we just need little adjustments for our mindsets or our attitudes. Yeah, Lord, I just ask that you would teach us how to be vulnerable with you and how to be vulnerable with the people around us. Yeah, thank you so much, Father. I thank you for the gift of vulnerability and for the ways how you are helping us and leading us and guiding us. Yeah, thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.